anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the Spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope you've had a blessed week. Gave you a rerun of my Plague Away recipe last week. Spring is here. I'm getting laryngitis. It happens to me every spring. Get allergies and mucus runs through the back of my throat, making it sore, and voila, I get laryngitis every year. Nothing new. So Plague Away is the recipe I use to replace Lysol. It's all natural, smells great. I think it works better. It's a lot healthier to breathe in than Lysol, especially if you have lung issues like asthma, COPD. And like I said, I was going to run another rerun of something else this week, but I'm in South Louisiana and COVID-19 has finally hit us. We have 6 cases. So now I'm getting emails and phone calls about the COVID-19. I was really trying not to do another episode on it because I do think the more you talk about it, the more you might panic people. And one of the things that we do when we stress our bodies, we lower our immune system. You could be the most healthiest person, but stress from panicking over anything or worrying over ills, just stress in itself will automatically lower your immune system. So I try not to talk about stuff like this too often. But a funny thing happened to me today. We have hurricane season every year, so we're used to when there's a hurricane coming, you go to the store and can't find too many things. Well, today, we don't have a hurricane, but because we have 6 cases of COVID-19, I went to Walmart just to get, you know, some toilet paper and paper towels and orange juice, and I like my little baby waters I like to drink. That was really all I planned on going to get, maybe spend $30. I mean, I wasn't going to buy a whole lot of it, but apparently other people seem to be buying out those exact items. Now, thank goodness they had lots of orange juice, so I was very happy. I said, well, let me stock up on that because I love orange juice. I drink it every day. But I've never seen this, not even during hurricane season, have I gone to the store and not have any toilet paper to buy. Not one roll. I thought I'm stumbling trying to tell you this because I'm still in disbelief. I actually thought maybe they moved it. Because when I tell you there was not one roll to buy, I said, oh, maybe they moved it. But then I saw they still had the paper towels over there. So I asked the guy that was putting the paper towels out, y'all don't have any toilet paper? And he looks at me and he says, well, give me 30 minutes and I'll have some out. He said, I don't know how much we're going to have or what brand we're going to have, but we'll have something. I said, okay, well, you know, whatever you get out, it'll work. And he goes, well, that's a good way of thinking of it. So I remembered my husband a couple days ago telling me, do we have toilet paper? Because people are buying it out. And I didn't believe him. I was like, yeah, right. It's like, no, I'm telling you, people are having a hard time finding toilet paper. I'm like, why? Is it like a scam that toilet paper companies are trying to scare you into buying all their toilet paper? Like, what's going on? And he said, it's the COVID-19. They're afraid they're going to be quarantined for 14 days and they don't want to be without toilet paper. Wow, really? So I find out today, he was right. So they had some 12 packs and some 18 packs. And I said, well, might as well get the 18 pack because I don't know how long these people are going to be hoarding toilet paper. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it in another couple of weeks. So I bought the 18 roll pack. Then I go over to the water. I like my little baby waters. Apparently, people don't drink those, so they had my baby waters. But they didn't have hardly any other water, except they had the big packs of Dasani, and then my little baby waters, and that was it. And I was like, wow, people are really panicking over the COVID-19 in Louisiana, and we only have 6 cases at this point. So I thought, well, you know what, today, maybe I'll mention how they can make their own hand sanitizer, because my daughter-in-law called me and told me that she had to send hand soap to school with her children because the school can't even keep up with the demand on soap. And I said, well, you know what? You can also get the hand sanitizer for them. And she's like, yeah, but I don't like hand sanitizer all the time. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I said, well, you can make it really easy, probably with what you already have at home. And so I gave her the recipe. And so I'm thinking, you know, maybe this will help y'all. Maybe you don't want to make it, but you go out to buy it and you can't find it. So here's a really simple option, is 2 simple recipes. If you use essential oils, it's great. You can make it smell any way you want. Plus, we know certain essential oils are beneficial for antibacterial abilities. And if you're not into them, you could probably find them. I think Walmart started selling them, and it's pretty cheap if you get certain ones, like peppermint's not very expensive. Eucalyptus isn't very expensive. You can usually get the citruses like orange and lemon at a reasonable price. Or if you don't want to use essential oil at all, that's fine too. So here's the recipe. 10 drops of essential oils, 190 proof grain alcohol. But you can use the 80 proof. You know, you can get the highest vodka that you see. Or if you don't have alcohol around, or if you prefer to use witch hazel, use that. Or you can also use aloe vera gel. Now, I make my own from my very own plant. But if you go to the store to buy the gel, just understand that aloe vera gel is never going to be 100% pure, because the aloe vera juice from the plant is naturally very thin. The only way you can cause it to gel up is to add a thickener. So look at the ingredients and make sure that it is a natural thickener that they're using. Otherwise, you're really kind of defeating the purpose of making it yourself. Now, if you're going to use the grain alcohol or the witch hazel, you want to use a 1-ounce glass spray bottle. If you're going to use the aloe vera gel, get a plastic flip-top bottle. Now, here's how you do it. You drop your oils into the bottle, and then you add the alcohol or the witch hazel or the aloe gel, and you mix it thoroughly. I prefer not to use water at all. I use it 100%. Either with the gel or the alcohol or the witch hazel. I don't use water because even if it's distilled or purified, I don't know how long it's going to last. Water is, you know, it's going to go stagnant at some point. But alcohol and witch hazel does not. So I don't add water to mine. Now, if you're going to use essential oils, you can just add just 1 or 2 ingredients, or you can do a blend. Like if you're looking for an immune boosting blend, you can use cinnamon leaf, clove, eucalyptus, rosemary, orange, and lemon. And it really smells good. That same blend that I gave you for making the plague away, you can use that as well. You can have a happy blend. Use orange, lemon, bergamot, grapefruit, and vanilla absolute. And you can also have a sleepy time blend. Use a Roman chamomile, lavender, and vetiver. Or just use one. Just put some peppermint or, you know, whatever you want to do. I would use clove because it's really strong as an antibacterial. And it's just so easy to make this stuff. So if you go to store, don't panic. Can't find it. Look, it's very easy to make. Oh, there's a deep breathing blend, too, I forgot to give to you. They have used cardamom, eucalyptus, lemon, peppermint, rosemary, and tea tree.
But I can't tell you enough about taking care of your immune system. I want you to keep building on your immune system. Now, I'm over 50 years old, so according to the doctors out there and the CDC and the World Health Organization, I am a higher risk to catch this, you know, because of my immune system, and I do have breathing issues. So what I do is I'm constantly working on building my immune system, even when there is no flu season or no virus or no pandemic. I'm constantly working on keeping up my immune system. How do I do that? Vitamin C. I have my orange juice every day. I have apple juice. I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables that are high in vitamin C. It not only helps with my immune system, but did you know vitamin C is good at fighting cancer and a lot of other diseases as well? So push the vitamin C. You're not ever going to have to worry about ODing on vitamin C. Your body uses it up constantly, every day. So you need to replace it every day. Keep your hands in your home clean, and not just from dirt, but from toxins. You know, I'm not going to get into that about the toxins that are in our everyday products, in our air, and what we can do about it. So I really don't want to get into it because that could take a couple of hours in itself. But just do what you would normally do at keeping your home clean. Another important thing to know, don't freak out. Don't panic. I don't care how old you are and how healthy you are. Did you know any kind of stress, whether it's about an illness going around, money problems, marital problems, any kind of stress that you have going on in your life automatically will naturally lower your immune system. So by you panicking and worrying about this pandemic, you're hurting your immune system that you're trying to keep built up. So do the best in not panicking. Where I'm at in South Louisiana, in the little town of Destrehan, we love festivals, parades. So what they're doing is they've canceled all parades for the weekend. I have grandchildren that play sports. They're still going to play the game, but they're not allowing other people to come. Like, I can't go watch my grandson play his game, but they just want the parents there. They just want the families there. They don't want a whole bunch of outsiders there. Because they still want to be able to play the game, but they don't want to have the, you know, trying to lower the risk. So that's what they're doing here, which actually works because in South Korea, that has really helped them by not allowing crowds to develop. You know, they've canceled big events where there's going to be a lot of crowds. So that actually helps. Even if you are going somewhere there where there's going to be a bunch of crowds, if you don't really need to go, don't go. I mean, it's simple as that. I'm not saying to be scared. I'm just saying that's one of the ways that they're cutting it down is not allowing huge crowds of people, you know, parades and all those festivals and stuff. So they canceled them till further notice. Another thing, now I did a blog about this a couple weeks ago, and I really want to do an entire podcast on this, so this is going to be coming up soon. Another way that you lower your immune system, and guys, y'all not going to like this, is sugar. Sugar is one of the worst things for our bodies, and it will lower our immune systems. And a lot of you are like, yeah, but that's okay because I'm not big on sugar. Do you drink soda? Because guess what? Soda is one of the worst things you can drink. I've never been really big on drinking soda, but every now and then I do like a ginger ale. I do like a Sprite. And I think, oh, you know what? I'm doing better than my husband because he has to have caffeine in his. He wants Coke, you know? So I'm thinking I'm being healthier because I'm getting a Sprite. Well, guess what? Wrong. Not any healthier. As a matter of fact, when I was doing the research for that blog on what soda does to your body, what was I doing? I was drinking a Sprite. I had not even drank half of it when I had seen so much research on what it was doing to my body as I'm drinking it, that I got up, poured it down the kitchen sink, and grabbed me a baby water to drink. And I said, you know what? As long as I can, I'm going to work hard on never getting another soda. And so far, so good. The test is going to be when it's really hot in the summer, because I do like to go get Coke Icy every now and then. That's going to be a big test for me. But after learning what soda is doing to my body as I'm drinking it, it's not worth the risk, guys. Wait, just wait. And did you know, from the time you drink a soda, for the next 4 to 6 hours, you have compromised your immune system? So here you are, eating all the fruits and vegetables and drinking the vitamin C juices and doing all you can. But at lunchtime or dinner time, you go grab you a Coke or any kind of soda, even a Sprite. And guess what? All that hard work you've been working on, you've just wasted it. You've just compromised all that hard work you did for the next 4 to 6 hours. No wonder people are getting sick left and right. Oh, that's going to be a really good podcast. You're not going to want to miss that one. So I hope I've kind of given you a little bit of relief not to panic. I'm not saying not to care. The way I look at it is, even if you're a very healthy-bodied person, I'm more than sure you're going to be around other people who may not be. I mean, think about your elderly parents or grandparents or a newborn baby that was just born. All of those people will be at risk if you go put yourself out there and get infected with it, even though it's not going to hurt you too much. Bringing it back to them could be deadly, or it could just be a lot more difficult for them. The good thing about this that I see coming in the near future is I think that more companies are going to allow people to be able to work from home. Even when this is all over with, they're going to have more options for people. You know, I think that's the good thing that might come out of this. Even schools may say, you know what? We can do a lot with the students at home. Wouldn't that be awesome? I know some of y'all are like, no, I don't want my kids home 24/7. No, I happen to love it. I loved it when I homeschool my kids. So these are just some ideas, and I'm just telling y'all, look, don't panic. Oh, and my medical friends who work in hospitals and clinics said, please tell them to stop buying the mask. Stop buying a mask. We need them. So I'm just putting it out there. I don't care what you do with the toilet paper. If it makes you feel good going out and buying all the toilet paper and all the water, more power to you. But the doctors and nurses and the patients that actually do have the COVID-19 do need the mask. So kind of lighten up on that, please. So I'm going to let y'all go and enjoy your day, and I'm going to go nurse my sore throat again. Thank y'all for listening, and God bless.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.